You're on The Edge and Centered. I'm Sharon Bard. Tonight we'll be talking about hippotherapy, that's healing on horseback. With me in Studio B is Fran Judd. She's a physical therapist and director of the Renaissance Healing and Learning Center in Cotati. She's joined by Joan Lundberg, who receives hippotherapy at the center, and by Victoria Peralt, who is the mother of a child who participates in the program. And we'll start with Fran. Welcome to On the Edge and Centered. It's good to have you here.
Thanks very much.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about hippotherapy? It's kind of a new concept for most of us, and how established of a practice it is and how it works.
Well, physical therapists have been doing hippotherapy in Germany and Europe for many years, actually. It's been in the European established rehabilitation setting, and it's very widely accepted in Europe. It's in over 30 countries around the world, and it's being used for rehabilitating patients with physical disabilities and also speech and language problems.
So how does it work?
How it works is, hippo is horse in Greek. Hippos is horse in Greek. And so it became established by saying hippotherapy is a treatment with the help of the horse. So we're using hippotherapy by the movement of the horse, and how the horse moves is imparted up to the person on the horse. And so it's being used in physical therapy, and also it prepares the muscles of the person if they're having speech and language problems. It helps to prepare the muscles that are being used in the production of language.
I want to get back to the part about speech and language a little later, but in terms of actual physical, more gross motor, larger muscles, I guess that in a clinical setting you're not able to replicate the movements in the same way that someone could sitting on top of a horse.
Exactly. The movement of the horse is special because it's rhythmical, it's symmetrical, and it's balanced. And so we're looking for special horses that will impart those kinds of movements to the person.
You yourself, correct me if I'm wrong, but used it for an injury that you had. Is that true?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was aware of hippotherapy many years before that, actually, but I had a back injury about 5 years ago, and I was finding that some of the more traditional therapies that I was using wasn't really helping at the time. And when I started to get on my horse again, in particular for helping my pain, it really helped to reduce my back pain a lot.
Do you know how that happened?
It's always done at a walk. The movement of the horse is a very gentle rocking kind of motion. And so I was able to use all my muscles in ways that could help me gain strength and stability back into my spine again. And it also enabled me to move my pelvis and my that region, the low back region of the spine, in a very gentle rocking motion. And it was also, it's fun to be outdoors, and so you get distracted and don't even realize what you're doing.
So the motion itself was precipitated the pain, the loss of pain?
It helped to produce more flexibility in through my spine and my lower back. And with that flexibility and with the strengthening combined, those, I think, two are the major things that are combined to help to strengthen your lower back. And with that, it really did reduce my pain. And also, I had radiating pain down my leg, which I know a lot of people can relate to. And after I was on for about 20 or 30 minutes, I got off the horse and didn't have pain for the first time in about 6 months at
Miracle.
That point. It really was wonderful. So I was ecstatic because I always knew it would help other people, but I didn't know for sure if it would help me, and it did.
So that factor, was that what precipitated you starting to then move your practice into an outdoor setting?
No, actually, I had been traveling this path for a long time. I had a love of horses always.